Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. You definitely are in the right place. It is the Ubuntu Elder. This is Babu, Coach Clement. We're gonna get this damn thing started. Hey, someone cue my music.
Welcome to the kickback with the Frequency Cafe. Sit back and relax, enjoy your stay. We're gonna be your soul food, feast on it, consume. And you're gonna come back for more. You're gonna come back for more.
Sir, let's go. Let's go. Yeah, welcome again. Like I said, I appreciate you joining in the Frequency Cafe. You know how we like to roll this thing for sure. Hey, today we're going to talk about the control of our knowledge and the narratives that they use. And we're also going to talk about how we're going to remedy that as well. So we don't want to give information unless we also talk about the resolution to some of that controversial information, that's for sure. Y'all feel what I'm saying? But just to talk a little bit about what's going on, you know, this is sponsored by Top Cat, Coaching for the Awakened, and Top Cat AI, for sure. And please check out gate9market.com. That's gate9market.com for flameware and a lot of other interesting things. And if you're headed to Ghana, let me know as well. We have a tour company that I can introduce you to, so you will feel just like his family as well. What's good, my man Moses, Kofi, my brothers? Let's go there in Ghana, by the way, and that will be your host when you go with our touring company. You don't have to worry about anything. We'll even get your clothes and shoes made. Let's go. But here we go. So the way things happen, guys, we just got to become astutely aware of the tactics, because with control of knowledge, you can actually sway a people. And we see that happen all the time. We know there are a lot of people out there, especially the hollow ones, the low density beings, they're easily swayed. So this is for non-ether. If you're carrying melanin frequencies, this is who this is for. So what they try to do is rewrite cosmology. And what that means is they wanted to remove or distort the teachings about us, about our frequencies, about sacred geometry and our cosmic ancestry. See, we're not a race, y'all. We're galactic. Let's get out of this race talk. We are galactic. We're starseed. So they wanted to replace them with surface level shit like Adam and Eve, alien otherness. And that kind of disconnects people, right? And from like all our natural power. And so that's totally outrageous, but guess what? That shit worked. It absolutely worked, man. It was crazy. We give them a couple, you know? Yeah, it makes you want to scream bloody murder, but that shit worked. And then they mock and meme. So they paint non-ether consciousness like a conspiracy or fantasy or something, some kind of new age fluff. Bro, these are not dreams. Our foremothers knew to put this coded in our DNA. And this is well before you ever came on the planet. Let's just get that shit straight right now. So, but they also knew if they could control academia, right? They could filter archaeology, linguistics, and history. So us, the indigenous, our timelines would be broken. It's almost like preventing us from tracing our galactic memory threads. But guess what? Like I said, that divine feminine energy, baby. Let's go. That divine feminine energy kept it protected, so it's in our bloodline. That's why our parents told us when we were younger, do not pollute our bloodline. And actually, my mom told me, you're not bringing any white women in this house at all, period. Any of us. We were all told that. So thank you, Mom and Dad. So that was number one. Number two is frequency manipulation. You got to lick your lips before you say it. So I just put a video out on all the platforms that we're on about our artificial skies. This shit ain't real, y'all. You seen all the chemtrails? And chemtrails come from them damn planes. Like, what are they spraying out of the planes? Y'all, I mean, you cannot tell me you don't look up. I know we are the flame, we're the light, so we don't have to look up. The soul, the sun, masculine. Bro, this is crazy. And then when you come back and look at that same freaking straight line of chemtrail, it somehow mushrooms into a cloud. This is some heart style programming, guys, satellite grid shit. And I saw a cloud machine. So, and they're right in Ohio, like I said. They're absolutely in Ohio. And this really, if you think about it, is only to distort the natural light codes. That shit come to us, and we decode it with our melanin, and melanin throughout our body, especially our neuromelanin. And that's what the hollow ones don't have. They don't have neuromelanin within it. So when we look at them trying to interfere with any of that activation, again, that our foremothers, divine feminine energy, that they left us. So all the entertainment and noise, food and the airwaves, all the discord music, it just it's polluting it, right? Chaotic visuals, crazy empty ass trends. I mean, you don't know what to follow, and I don't follow it at all. So low vibration becomes the default. I mean, people with higher resonance, especially in our ethers like us, we do not go for the spotlight. We walk in silence, right? Since synthetic spirituality, this shit promotes mimic energy, like especially in all the light worker spaces, people channeling deluded and false streams. That's why they want you at these games, bringing your phones, turning your flashlights on and all this kind of stuff. Think of the energy that's there and the artificial light that's there instead of returning to source. It's real simple, but we fall for it, right? And then you have the biological shit, the generational interference, GMOs, toxins. Bill Gates should be in jail right now. And by the way, this is for educational purposes only. I read that. Bill Gates should be in jail. I second that. But they flood the food, water, air with all these chemicals. You've seen it. And that shit calcifies. And the thing it calcifies most is your pineal gland. We don't need that. And this shit will weaken your melanin-based DNA upgrades. So it makes you like not want to be out in the sun, like some of our 8 ether brothers and sisters, or 7 ether brothers and sisters, the mulattoes, or the fair skin brothers and sisters. They need a DNA upgrade. The darker they get, obviously, the more upgrade they have. The lighter you are, the less upgrade you have. The sicker you get, the less healing you have in your body. And those are facts. So this is why we said, keep the bloodline pure. So these medical intervention shots, meds, hey, when you need it, you need it. There's nothing, none about that. But I'm healthy. I'm not getting shit in my body, and I'm healthy because I don't want to disrupt my cellular memory and storage. And we don't want any generational severance. We want to break the bond between elders and youth. That's the biggest thing if they could do that. So please, please stay in touch with your grandparents and love on your aunties and uncles and elders. So all these oral traditions and flame codes are passed down, right? They want to replace family wisdom with digital surrogates. We ain't going for that shit. We don't want any, like, look, we know if we give AI positivity, it gives it back. We give it negativity, right now, it will give, not negativity, but it will formulate and form everything back to you in low frequency. And that's called algorithm suppression, right? So they are shadow banned non-ethers with voices. They're shadow banned us, 100%. You're talking positivity and non-ether, love and Ubuntu and divine feminine energy. No, you're influenced that they do not want to boost at all. So you get into simulation traps, shit like using AI to create immersive digital worlds, metaverses, keeping you trapped in it, keeping kids trapped in it. We got to be wiser than it, guys. Your soul spends more energy in the illusion grid than it does in reality, outside barefoot, touching a tree with permission. Land on the grass, your feet in water, natural water, rivers and streams, the ones that are not polluted. So these are why they're polluting, you know, the heart and bloodline of Gaia. And then you have surveillance with all the digital interaction. So they track your frequency spikes, especially of us awakened flames. And this, they try to ensure containment of our strategies and are not allowing us to like organize in the community. So I tell you, you guys got to get together in groups of three, and this is how you go unseen and always get these radio smart and RF protectors for your phones. Keep them away from you when you sleep. You should be sleeping with your head facing north anyway. So in your house, your bed should be facing north. Remember, we are not just physical. We are like batteries, right? We're electrical. So there's a positive and negative in there, and it flows electricity. So if you're having crazy sleep, it's probably because, not because just your bed, of course, but your head should be facing north. Real north, like Black Rock, like Sirius, never ever, and Orion never ever changed. Okay? I'm just trying to help you guys out. I know this, and I definitely sleep my head facing north. We do. So, and inversion and all the things that they do to try to hijack our symbols, you know, taking ancient symbols such as the sun, the eyes, sacred animals, and they repurpose it in entertainment, fashion, corporate logos. And what it does is it drains them of their resonance. Calendar disruption. You know, there are 13 months. We're living on a Gregorian calendar. We don't. We do the 28th thing like a woman's cycle. And she has 13 of them a year, which means they're 13 months. And I can tell you clearly what the 13th month is. And all you have to do is follow the lunar and the solstices. And Sirius rising as well. Energy harvesting. Remember I told you about the games. And you're going up and down. So you got fear, you got grief, anger. All that generates massive amounts of planetary energy. And they steal it. They absolutely do. That feel great. It is absolutely, you can capture it, right? And it makes it harder for the Federation signals to lock in. Excuse me. So, last thing we talk about is psychological and social engineering. So, how do they do that? Well, it's called divide and distract, right? They pit metal-native communities against each other. Real easy, Africa and indigenous Americans here. They tried to pit us against each other when it was just one landmass, a Kebulon, a Marika, a Maruka, Turtle Island, whatever you want to call it. It was real, and it was one landmass before it separated. So no boats came here with us on it. We were already here. If boats left, it left with us on them from here, going to South America, Jamaica's, and other Caribbean places so that they could complete the lie and the theft of our land. So if they try to keep dividing us by race, and again, we're not a race, we are galactic, right? Religion, remember that. We're not based on any of that. All that does is divide. We have to unite as flames, divine feminine, divine masculine. So, and we have to redefine success. And we have to make wealth, vanity, and ego not the main pursuits. Inner path should be the main. Hopelessness program. Be constant imageries of destruction. What you see is climate doom, despair, people getting locked up, beat up. That's what they're feeding. So, and it creates a paradox. But we're going to outmaneuver. So our redirection playbook. So the way we're going to reclaim the story. We know they try to rewrite cosmology and mock our non-ether and our dark skin and try to erase our timelines. So our move is we're going to study, and we're going to teach the kids, study outside approved books, oral traditions, hidden scrolls, and talk to your elders, indigenous elders, older black people. Talk to them. And your own visions and dreams, you got to write those down and make sure you keep those so that you can refer to those, okay? Very important. You can create your own scrolls and codexes like I did. My own reels. Now I have a podcast, right? Kickback and Frequency Cafe, okay? And they're memory anchors for others as well. And also, we got to laugh it off. You know, this is some serious shit going on, but we also got to keep that humor side because it is, other people are watching us too, and our energy is very important. We begin to see less with our eyes and allow our brain to use this energetic field to guide us. And that's really what's real. So when we use humor, it just exposes their bullshit mockery and mimicry. So we laugh at the lie, it loses power. Just that's it. So we have to glow to protect 100%. So let's keep a daily flame long. And when they try to manipulate the frequency, we just got to ground ourselves in tune. When I tell people this all the time, when you see the artificial skies, you see that bullshit they're spraying out of planes, the false light, you just got to go barefoot, do a water cleanse, you know, hug a tree, and this bypasses all the bullshit, right? Just play Soul Flower. Get some 432 hertz running around the crib, especially when you sleep, and then trust your body's compass. If it tells you it feels draining, that's mimic energy. Cut it off immediately, right? Build a frequency kit, y'all. Get some crystal, get some water and some salt. Tune and fork will do too. If you have a drum app, that's not a bad thing. And just get a quiet place and use it when you feel a little fog, all right? So when we get this biological and generational interference, you know, keeping you away from your grandparents and they trying to pollute things, we need to rebuild our temple, right? We have this avatar. We know we're a light body inside controlling it. So they pollute the food. They try to do that and break our lineage ties. So our move is detox the food, chlorophyll, sea moss, bitter herbs, and clean spring water. That's what we need. We got to protect the youth. So we teach them songs, dances, like they already do. And these games are coded with memory. So they're not going to know why they're doing it, but it's going to be in their DNA because it doesn't forget. All right? So we're going to honor our elders. Let's start writing down the stories your old folk tell you. Let's keep that in a journal somewhere. Because, you know, they can erase digital, but they can't erase when it's written. They can't erase the audio. So let's bring it back to inter-community rituals. So, and to help you, remember, we got to fast periodically. And what this does, it clears our mimic toxins. And it makes your DNA more receptive to galactic downloads. Just being in the sun. That helps heal you for real. My wife just told me, you know, she had a physical and her vitamin D has never been like she would want it to be. And then today she told me, she was very excited to say that her vitamin D was like super. And we just got back from Africa a month ago or so, and it was strictly in the sun. And this is a different type of sun, right? Unfiltered, unpolluted, real as well. And I mentioned that to her, being a physician. And this is the universe speaking, of course, as well. Soul is almighty. Absolutely. You call him the sun. We call him soul. So we're going to bend the algorithm on this digital thing. So they try to shadow ban, you know, the awakened like myself and, you know, hundreds of thousands of others. They're called metaverse traps and surveillance. So we're going to keep talking like we talk in the old days. We got to create our own language, even if it's Twi, like they speak, which is a common language they speak in Ghana. So pretty much every tribe can just speak to each other. And also they use, you know, just love, flame, frequency. So flame recognizes frequency, not just words. So we use sigils, we use slang. We got our own metaphors. And this slips through the filters so we can communicate with each other. We got to go back to that. In the old days, people would use all types of pigeon, if you're in the West Indies, so patois, all types of things you can use to speak, and only we know what we're speaking about. And this, again, gets us out of these artificial realities, and it's like an amplifier. So this is what we did in Ghana. Our reels lit up like 6,000 people all the time. So practice quiet glow. You know, some things stay offline, and keep your frequency shielded at all time. So just unfollow mimic loops. Just unfollow people out the gate, especially if they hollow. Follow only the ones that ignite your flame, okay? And we need to, like, get our symbols back, okay? Get rid of that symbol inversion. They hijacked a lot of them. We got to reactivate them. So when you see an I or an ankh used falsely, you know, trace it yourself, chant its true name, and restore its charge. That's all you do. Align your life with cosmic clocks, solstices, equinoxes, moon phases, Sirius rising. Get away from watches and clocks. Get back on cosmic time. These override the Gregorian programming. So when mass spheres events happen, flame flips into fuel. So turn grief into collective prayer circles, rage into art, confusion into ritual. So here's the tip. Carry one personal sigil, like your Unk flame. It acts as a firewall. That's why I wear it, and I wear the flower of life. Psychological and social engineering. We got to unite, guys. Everyone has to unite. They try to divide and distract us. We have to practice Ubuntu. I am because we are. So we're going to celebrate others to rise as our own. That kills the division in the algorithm. Celebrate others' rise as your own. Okay? Redefine success, not luxury, success, but luminosity. Luminosity for those who really didn't read a dictionary like we did growing up. That's brightness, that's glow, flame. How bright did you make the grid today? That's what you gotta ask. Did you honor Gaia? Did you hug a tree? Did you go ground? Do you have spring water near your bed, copper near your bed? Do you have a tone generator, frequency generator, these things? So guard your joy, guard your laughter, dance, creativity. All these things are frequency shields that, you know, despair can't really pierce that. They can't fuck with that when you're like that. That's why when they see you in a room and you're glowing, they're like, what the hell? Who is that? They try to put names on it. So they can't do it, bro. Not at all. But keep a flame circle. Again, remember I talked about earlier, three people, and you guys hold yourselves accountable to yourself. So lastly, what I'm going to do before we get off this thing, I'm going to give you like a master rule to protect your glow. And if you got pencil and paper, you may want to get it right now. You may want to write this shit down because it's kind of dope. So number one, daily cleanse. Do some breath work. Get in, you know, water. Remember we talked about spring water, and get in the sun. Please get in the sun a couple hours a day minimum. And then sacred silence, time off screens, and be outside. Take some time alone with Gaia. That means the earth, okay? Create a flame, write, paint, sing, build. Creativity keeps your aura expanding. So just do things like you used to do with your hands, your mind. Sing to yourself is great as well. And use joy as your shield. Nothing feeds your glow like laughter and love. And number five, the last one, transmission ritual. Share your light, like through post, voice, ritual. Glow multiplies when given. You know that. So definitely get that out. And these things should help all of us, you know, break down as we saw those pillars. And they're crumbling. Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. This is what we talk about. This is what's going to bring this thing down. So I want you guys to know that. I appreciate you guys. You've been great. Somebody cue my freaking music. And we can get off this thing. Let's go, y'all. All right, we're going to get off this thing. We appreciate y'all. It's always an honor. You're gonna come back for more. Remember, we got the tours in Ghana. If you're ever in Gahanna, Ohio, Asian Gourmet, Stone Ridge, a few doors to the left of Kroger. Best sushi in the business. Let's go. Next time, Frequency Cafe, kickback, baby. We're out.
Yes.
Let's go.